This is John for the All Out Podcast. Our Facebook special contains adult language. I was angry. Walk away, your children.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm the biggest idiot ever.
Welcome back to the All Out Podcast. Heavy J here for episode 3. This is our Facebook special. This is inspired by a rant by everybody's favorite John Hosier, which you'll get to hear in its entirety, unfiltered and uncensored, coming up real soon, right here on the All Out Podcast. Now, for me, Facebook has been good. I mean, I didn't like it at first when MySpace was still around. I was a MySpace guy, and then everybody went to Facebook, and slowly but surely I'm there. I deleted my MySpace, and I'm on Facebook now. I use it for a lot of stuff. I use it for the show, for example. I use it for my own personal music page, which you can find, by the way, at facebook.com/JasonAndrewsMusic, I think is what it's called. If not, you can find it. Just search for it. Facebook brings a lot of people together. It's something like everybody on Facebook is only like 3.8 something away from anybody. Like that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever, where you're connected to Kevin Bacon somehow, or you can connect Kevin Bacon to somebody, whatever. But it's like that. But it's real stuff. Like, they looked it up. They figured it out. Some genius figured it out. You know what else is awesome about Facebook? Well, it's not awesome. Okay, it's awesome. I read that 80% of the United States prostitutes are on Facebook. How about that? How about that for a Facebook fact right there? Right here, actually. Right here on the All Out Podcast.
Facebook is a crime when people have too much time sending me requests, IQ and brain tests. It's no fucking joke. I don't like to super poke. Scrabulous hotness, update my status. I'm getting bored of Facebook, so don't invite me, for a sheep will bite me. Please don't hurt me, give me your graffiti. Hot or not, so what? I don't wanna know. Movie quiz, sex quiz, stupid Johnny Depp quiz. Family Guy, which one am I? They'll have to go. Pirates and zombies, I really hate these. Sticky notes, horoscopes, join in the chorus, please. I'm getting bored of Facebook, so don't invite me, for a sheep will bite me. I hate applications, there are far too many, and I don't use any. Which princess am I? Send another Valentine. Group request, lightness test, will this ever stop?
So, Facebook. You know, people are way too serious about it. Like I said, it's useful for a lot of things. Like, around here, we've got these online yard sale deals. You know, I've bought and sold all kinds of stuff. That's awesome. I listen to a lot of music from bands from around here and across the world. That's awesome. people share funny things that make me laugh. And that's awesome. But whenever people take things too seriously, because it's on Facebook, you know, come on. You can't joke around with people. You can't give people a hard time, because they take it personally and they take it seriously. You don't have the human interaction element where you can, you know, see the expression on people's face or their body language or anything, and you take it personally, you automatically assume the worst thing ever. You know, I'm guilty of it sometimes, but I don't think it defines me as a person. A lot of people, it does. And John Hosier has this big Facebook rant that you're going to hear shortly, really shortly, and it's a big rant, and I'm going to let it go, because everything that he says is true, and it needs to be heard. It needs to be heard right here on the All Out Podcast, on Facebook, ironically, right? Oh, Facebook. But Facebook, you know, there's pros and there's cons. People like it, people hate it. A lot of people have Facebook. My mom has Facebook. She can't even work a universal remote control. She's on Facebook. Look her up. No, don't. Leave her alone. We don't need that. Controversy. We don't need controversy on this show. We have enough the way it is. But for real, this episode is dedicated entirely to the rant that you're about to hear, courtesy of John Hosier.
My name is John Hosier, and this is my damn opinion, and you're going to listen. All right, look, I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of you people on Facebook are freaking ate up. Okay, what is this stuff about, you know, you're going to post a picture or some kind of a freaking meme or something, and you know, it goes blah, 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 whatever in the hell, right, whatever in the hell, and at the end of it, it says, If you don't share this and you're one of my friends, I just think that you just don't care about me. Oh man, what the hell? Okay, I'm never gonna share that shit. Okay, that's bullshit. And yes, you know, the good guys at All Out Podcast, you might want to hit the fucking edit button. Okay, because I'm gonna let this fly. I mean, who cares? Okay? I'm not going to share it. If I want to share it, I'd share it, but you don't have to tell people to freaking share it. And if you're doing stuff like that because, well, all of my friends have shared this too, so, you know, I want to share it too because I want them to be my friend. Don't do it. Okay? That's idiotic, and I don't want to get into all why you shouldn't do it, because this goes through, you know, not only Facebook. I don't know how many social sites I'm on. I mean, I really don't. I mean, a lot. And this goes on all of them, and people get pissed, and I get pissed, and so just stop this shit. Okay, stop. If you see something that says, please share this if you care about whatever in the hell, don't share it. Okay? Just stop. Stop the madness. Okay. Now that's one rant. Man, I got to settle down. Hey, I need a drink. Hang on. All right, look, and here's another rant. If you don't want people to see what you post, to see, you know, your really heavy-duty, you know, post like, oh, I just had a bad day today, or, oh my gosh, oh, I hope that tomorrow is so better, or whatever in the hell it is. What I'm getting at is, if you don't want people to see it, come here, listen to me. Come here, get real close and listen to this. And pay attention. If you don't want people to see it, then why in the hell are you on a social site? Why? If you don't want people to see it, why are you on there? Now, I know what you're saying. Well, I only want my friends to see it. I just want my friends to see it. I'm going to share this post that says, blah, 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 privacy, blah, 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 privacy, you got to do this privacy, you got to do that for privacy, blah, 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 because I only want my friends to see it.
You know, I don't want someone in Kyoto or London or Toronto or whoever to see it, because it's so important that I don't think they should really see it, because my life is so important, and I know people care in the world about what I'm doing. Stop it. Okay, I gotta stand up because I'm pissed. People don't care. The world does not care about what you post or not. People don't care. Trust me. I've checked the system out. People don't care. If you don't want people to see your stuff that you don't know, don't post it. Now you're saying, well, you know, I want to post things like, and this is another, I'm getting like on 20 different things. Here's another rant I have about Facebook. I don't know how many times that I've seen, oh, I'm really, really mad about somebody right now. I don't want to say who, but they make me so mad. Now, the idea of this is then for people to make comments, right? And then the comments are always like, oh, I know who you're mad at. I don't want to say what this is or who this is, and I know what this is about. You know, and then you get through the messaging thing. Why post something like that? That's stupid. Just message them. Better yet, call them on the frickin' phone. You know, go all retro and call them on the phone and say, what the hell? Right? Or call your friends on the phone and say, I'm pissed about, you know, Sally or whoever. You know, I mean, I know it's making you mad, and some of you are going, well, he's making me really mad right now saying this stuff. It's because people don't care. Okay, people really don't care. Listen, people don't care about shit like that. And on to this privacy thing. Okay, show of hands. How many people think that if you post something and you just have it to your friends, that only your friends see it? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Come on. Raise it. Raise your hand. Thank you. Let me tell you a little secret. Let bald-headed Johnny tell you a little secret. Okay. People see your post that you don't know, even though you have everything locked out just for your friends to see it. Oh my God! I didn't know that! Oh my God, really? Yes. Oh, they don't. You don't know what you're talking about. You think you know what you're talking about, bald-headed Johnny. You just don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. I guarantee you I know what I'm talking about. There are geeks in California who see your post. Oh, no. Oh, no. You mean I posted that I was so mad at Sally? Oh, no. Oh, why did I post that? I didn't want this geek in California to see this. Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, what can I do? Ah, my life is ruined. Is that what you people freaking think? Yes, they see it. Okay, do you think they care? You know? Do you think, like, Geek Bob is sitting in California and go, oh, look what Sally posted. Oh, isn't that shocking? Do you realize how many social sites there are, and do you realize what people post on these social sites? And do you realize that nobody really cares? I mean, some of it's funny, some of it's like, wow, you know, I mean, you know, some dude got, you know, some other, his best friend's chick pregnant, and oh my God, you know, and the world goes on and nobody cares. See, nobody cares. I got a really good suggestion for you that was given to me a long time ago when I was in Twitter. I'm still on Twitter. And it's a great suggestion. Post everything to public. I dare you. I dare you to post everything to public. I do. Okay? I do. I didn't used to on Facebook, but I do now. Because nobody cares. Okay? And the other thing is that when you do that, then you will think. You will say, gee, do I really need to post this insane thing? so that the entire world can see it? And you'll think, I don't know. You know, maybe someone in Kyoto will really care that I'm posting this, that Sally is such a slut, you know, and she and Sally, you know, lives in Hunt City. Okay. Do you think that someone in Kyoto really cares? No, they don't care. Right? And then you'll think, well, gee, if I listen to Bald-Headed Johnny and I post this to public, I don't know if I want to do that. Then you'll think. See, you're starting to think. You say, maybe I shouldn't post this at all. Ah! What a grand idea. Maybe I shouldn't post this at all. Maybe I should just not post anything, right? And just post some dumb meme that's a lie, you know, or something that someone made up or whatever. But I don't have to post this, okay? You don't have to. Hey, let me give you another suggestion, okay? There's lots of social sites. See? And you say, so what, John? Well, get on those other social sites. Don't use your name. Be totally anonymous. And let it fly. Right? Let it fly. No, I don't. I always use my real name. Because I don't care. I mean, I don't care. Because I don't post anything ever that I don't care for the entire world to see. You know why? Because I know better. I use my freaking head. Isn't that weird? Man, sometimes it's okay to think about what you're posting and who sees it. Okay? All right. Let me tell you another secret. Wait, I'm walking outside in total darkness now because I'm really mad. Okay. I'm going to wake up the neighborhood if I talking louder. But let me tell you something. There's all kinds of social sites for all types of postings, right? Okay? I mean, if you want people to get really personal with you, go on another social site. Do that, right? And you can just totally be yourself. Look them up. There's hundreds. I mean, they're all over. So you can be free to do that if you're so scared to post things on Facebook, right? So you can do that. And then, when you're on Facebook, you don't have to worry about it. Okay? Okay. I got one more rant. How long am I going? I'm probably going way too damn long. I don't care. Here's another rant. You guys edit this out, whatever you want to edit. I don't care. Listen. If you know of someone, or if you yourself are on Facebook, and you never freaking post anything. I mean, you never post anything. You know what that is? That's freaking weird, man. That's like looking and staring in someone's bathroom window who has invited you to stare in their bathroom window while they're totally naked and doing whatever. And then that person assumes that you would let them stare into your bathroom window, but yet you keep the blinds shut and you never want them to stare in. You are pretty freaking weird if you never post anything on Facebook and you're on Facebook. If you don't want to post anything on Facebook, guess what? That's right. Get your silly ass off Facebook, okay? There's no reason to be on something and never post it. There's no, other than if you just want to, I just want to see what everyone's saying. I want to hear about Sally in Hunt City. See, I want to see what's going on, but I never post anything. I mean, I'm not that kind. Yes, you are. You're freaking weird. Okay, that's weird. Think about it. Think about how weird that is. Okay? All right, listen. I got to go. I could go on about Facebook rants forever. I just had to get a few things off my chest. Okay, that's it. That's it. Bye for now. Everybody behave. Bye.
Oh, man. John Hosier hit the nail on the head with so many things right there. Everything he says is completely true. I mean, there's people on Facebook that are just like the stalker types, you know? There's people on Facebook that don't know that people are seeing their stuff. People on Facebook, they're like, oh, I had the worst day, but I don't want to talk about it. Well, then, don't freaking post it on Facebook. So many things are frustrating about something that can be used for so many good things. Things I talked about earlier. You know? Facebook. What's up with that? And in keeping with this Facebook special episode, we're going to pay a visit to an old friend from Not Live from the Patio. Yes, Ted Nunchin. He had something to say about Facebook. Here it is.
Hey everybody, this is Ted with the Nunchin Minute. First off, I'd like to say that I'm so sorry to hear about Not Live from the Patio and its untimely demise. I was really getting into it, you know? But hey, it's time to go all out. And I heard they was doing a Facebook special. Well, old Ted here, I just wanted to say I'm on the Facebook. You know, I don't really do much with it, you know. Facebook, what it is that a couple years ago for Christmas, I said to Margaret, my dear Margaret, she's so sweet. I said, Margaret. She said, what, Ted? And I said, Margaret, I want Facebook for Christmas. And Margaret, she just looked at me and she's like, you want all them people poking at you like that on the Facebook? And I said, it's been a long time since old Ted had a poking. Of course I do. You know, so Christmas came, and opened up my presents. There it was. I got what I asked for. Facebook. And the first thing that I did, old Ted, I opened it up. Page one. There was a face I'll never forget. And it was fitting, because it was Christmas. It was a picture of Santa Claus's face. And I turned the page. Bill Cosby and Arsenio Hall and Steve Martin. I just kept going. All their faces. I was so excited. I went down to Doc's house. I got a cousin named Doc. I went down to Doc's house. I said, hey, Doc. Look what Margaret got me for Christmas. It's the Facebook. And old Doc, he just shook his head and said, oh, Ted. And I could see the disappointment in Doc's face. And Doc said to me, he said, Ted, I wish I had the Facebook. Thank y'all, and God bless.
All right, thank you, Ted Nunchin. The Nunchin Minute. Looks like that's going to be a thing here on the All Out podcast as well. I've been your host, Heavy J. I'd like to once again thank John Hosier for his rant on Facebook, unedited, unfiltered. I hope we didn't offend you. And thanks to Ted Nunchin for dropping in on the All Out podcast. I've been Heavy J. Have yourself a wonderful day. Also, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/allout.